Purport. The word dira sarva bhavena do not mean in whatever way you like. Bhava is a preliminary condition of love of Godhead. Ata saktis tato bhavas tata prema vyudan shiti sada kaman ayam prema pradur bhave bhavat krama. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.16. The bhava stage is the final division before one reaches love of Godhead. The word sarva bhava means that one can love the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different transcendental modes of mellows, beginning with dasya, sakya, vatsalya, and madhurya. In the shanta stage, one is on the border of loving service of the Lord. Pure love of Godhead begins from dasya and develops to sakya, vatsalya, and then madhurya. Still, in any of these five mellows, one can render loving service to the Supreme Lord. Since our main business is to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can render service from any of the above mentioned platforms of love. So, beginning with, again, the text. Pranin prinanti yata mam dhira sarva bhavena sarva shaya kama mahabhaga sarva sam ashisham padhim. My dear Prahlad, you are very fortunate. Please know from me that those who are very wise and highly elevated try to please me in all different modes and mellows, for I am the only person who can fulfill all the desires of everyone. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskadya De Satarane. So I'm happy to be back here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. I just came from the Ukraine and Russia, and they had one festival in the Ukraine. There were 6,000 devotees there. And the Russian festival is a little smaller. It was only around maybe 3,500. Altogether, it was around 10,000 devotees in both festivals. But everything is a festival in Krishna consciousness. So, because if Krishna is there, the whole spiritual world is there. And here, Lord Nrsimhadeva is praising Prahlad Maharaj about rendering service to the Supreme Lord. So it is our business to learn how to render service so eventually we can come to the Shanta platform, we can become peaceful, and from that platform, actual devotional service can begin. Beginning, we're engaged in sadhana bhakti. We're learning how to perform devotional service so that gradually we can become purified from the three modes of material nature. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sattvam Rajas Tamayiti Guna Prakriti Sambhava Nivandanti Mahabaho Dehe Dehinam Aviyam. That the material world consists of three modes, namely goodness and passion and ignorance. And when the living entity comes in contact with these three modes, he becomes conditioned by them. So the fact that we're in the three modes can be seen by the fact that we're conditioned by them. And the most obvious conditioning is that to some degree or another, we're identifying ourselves with this body. And that can be demonstrated that we also identify, well, it can be demonstrated that we also identify ourselves with our minds. When our mind is in the proper mood, we feel that now I am happy. And when my mind is not in the proper mood, then I think I'm unhappy. Now, actually, the soul is prasanatma by nature, but due to his identification with the material world, he becomes sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. Because no one is looking for unhappiness, everyone is looking for happiness. Therefore, in the mode of ignorance, where there is nothing but unhappiness, the soul feels very uncomfortable. In the mode of passion, when there is less suffering, then the soul feels more enthusiastic. And the mode of goodness, the soul feels more content. And then beyond that, one, if one is in contact with devotional service, one can come on to the platform of actual happiness, which begins from the Brahma-Buddha stage, and then real service begins. Real happiness means to be serving Krishna in the mood of devotion or love. In other words, actual happiness is love for Krishna and love for everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. But in the absence of that consciousness, one has different degrees of suffering, and when there's less suffering, we call it happiness. So here, Krishna is recommending that we render service to him, because the very process of service will gradually elevate us from the modes of ignorance to the mode of passion to the mode of goodness. And when these modes are cleared away, then we'll be able to appreciate fully the transcendental service of Krishna. Even in the beginning of devotional service, the living entity, the soul, is liberated because he's performing service. Just like if you put the iron in the fire, immediately the iron starts becoming hotter because it's in the fire. Similarly, as soon as we begin the process of pure devotional service, then at once we start feeling the heat of the fire. Of course, when we feel the happiness or the pleasure of transcendental service to Krishna, it may be mixed with our desires for fruitive activities and mental speculation. Namely, it may be mixed with our bodily experience and our emotional experience and our misconceptions. Still, as long as there is, because we're spiritual souls, as long as there is heat, we feel warmer. And therefore, we feel more encouraged. And at the same time, that heat, as it gradually dissipates the fog, as the sunlight dissipates the fog of material illusion, the anarthas and aparads, then gradually there is illumination also. Gradually, we become discouraged from acting in ignorance. We become discouraged from acting in passion. We become more encouraged to act in goodness. And at the same time, we have some hope and practical experience of what transcendence means. So devotional service gradually becomes more encouraging and more enlightening. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya Sakta Manatparata Yogam Yunjan Manashaya Asam Shayam Samagramam Ita Gyasasi Tatshino. He just asks us to hear from him. Of course, that's not the end of the story, just hearing. But if we don't hear, that is the end of the story. Not exactly the end of the story. It's the end of our devotional story and the continuation of our material existence. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya, touch chinu, hear from me. Not from some mundane speculator, and there are so many speculators. Everyone has their conception of existence and why things are going on. But Krishna says, no, hear from me or hear from my representatives, and don't waste your time hearing from other people because they don't actually know reality. They may know to some degree reality. Some people may know reality more than we do. Some people may have less information than we have, or less experience, or less realization. But better to hear from the person who has the highest realization, the highest experience. Then we can learn how to, Maya Sakta, fix the mind upon Krishna. Fix the mind upon Krishna, not as the yogis meditating upon the Supersoul, but to fix the mind upon Krishna in devotional love. And Maya Sakta Manak Parata Yogam Yunjan, and therefore reestablish our very intimate relation with Krishna, Mayashaya, by taking shelter of him. Taking shelter of Krishna means to take shelter of the personality who happens to know everything. So if we take shelter of the person who knows everything, we can be assured that what we're doing is absolutely correct. And at the same time, he's the person who is the reservoir of all transcendental mellows, all transcendental different varieties of pleasure, therefore entering into the ocean of transcendental pleasure, or entering into our relation with Krishna, means enter into the ocean of transcendental pleasure. Maya Sakta Manaparta Yogam Yunjan Manashaya Asamshayam. And then gradually our misconceptions, our doubts about our spiritual identity, the doubts about who Krishna is and what is going on in this material world, gradually they dissipate. And then Asamshayam Samagramam, then there is no more, eventually, or in the future, there will be no more doubts. Everything will be perfectly clear. Therefore, we have to learn the art of rendering transcendental service to Krishna, and that's the art of sadhana bhakti. And there is so many aspects to the art, but at least the preliminary aspects we have to understand as clearly as possible. That devotional service is anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma daravritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. We don't have to know so many different slokas. We don't have to have so much expertise in some particular field of activity. What we do know is have to come to the quality of devotional service. As Lord Nrisimhadeva is saying here, we have to become wise. Wise doesn't mean that we're going to know everything, and it wouldn't be a good idea for us to know everything, because we'd get very confused. We have to know the right things, and we have to know very deeply about the right things. We have to become wise in devotional service. In the beginning, we have to learn how to become submissive, because unless we're submissive and inquisitive, we can't learn anything. Sometimes it's emphasized so much about becoming submissive because we've been brought up in a society where, practically speaking, people have taught to be unsubmissive. Therefore, it is very difficult to hear anything unless we're at least submissive, thinking that I should actually listen. And then, at the same time, it is not enough just to be submissive. We have to become inquisitive. What is actually being said? What is the purpose of what's being said? What is the value of what's being said? And what does it practically mean to me? What does it actually mean? Is it just some words being thrown into the ether to waste our time? Or does it actually have some relevance for my welfare and for the welfare of others? So we have to become jignasu, but not just jignasu. Everyone is jignasu. Everyone is interested in something. Obviously, most people are not interested in Krishna. Therefore, people are not flocking into the room to hear about Krishna. But they're listening to the radio, trying to find out what's going on in current events, especially concerns the economic development, the price of the pound, what is the value of the pound, what is the cost of our sense gratification, the cost of food. People are very much interested in these things, eating and sleeping. This they're worried about, and they're hoping to defend those things. And they're anxious to know whether they're going to be able to mate very nicely. What is the secret of true love, which they consider to be mating? In any case, people are jignasu about many, many topics. Shrota Vyadishu Rajendra Srinam Shanti Sahasrashah. They have hundreds and thousands of topics. We have one topic, one major concern, how to develop our devotional service. As Prahlad Maharaj said, actually, I don't want any benediction. I do want to know how my devotional service can become more steady and more strong. How I to make my devotional service steady, I have to become wise. I have to learn the art. Not only to become submissive, but also how to see things from the spiritual platform, the absolute perspective. Otherwise, unless we see things from the absolute perspective, then we'll be carried away by illusion. And illusion comes as our attachments to different material objects, different material circumstances. And illusion also manifests itself as our attraction and our aversion to different kinds of persons and living entities in this world. So how to become wise? We have to become beyond this attraction to different material sense objects and beyond our attachment and aversion and different varieties of emotions that arise due to our different relationships with different people and different living entities in this world. Then our devotional service can actually progress where we can become elevated in the service attitude. If we're not dragged away by our illusory energy, then we can concentrate on developing the spiritual consciousness. Then we can become elevated in devotional service. Therefore, in the beginning, or as Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda and our Prabhupāda said, that religion without philosophy becomes sentiment or dry or fanaticism. And similarly, philosophy without the goal of religion, of real religion, simply becomes dry speculation. So we're trying to learn the science of Krishna consciousness, the philosophy, or the darshan, as Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda used to call philosophy, the darshan, so we can know how to render service to Krishna from the absolute perspective, especially how to relate to the devotees in these six different exchanges of love, offering gifts in charity and accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially, offering prasad and accepting prasad, how and with whom we should exchange these loving services in order to become elevated in devotional service. We have to become expert at this particular aspect of devotional service, the exchange of love between the devotees. And that just doesn't mean to just try to love everyone. Of course, we should try to love everyone. But how to discriminate how to love everyone. So this is the Madhyama Bhakta. We have to act as Madhyams. As conditioned souls, we're naturally, our propensity is to act as Kanistas. Hankering, well, feeling insecure, being afflicted by our material desires, being oppressed by our material circumstances, or a little bit more elevated than that, trying to have as comfortable a position as possible, the right service that fits me, the right atmosphere in which to render the service, everything in its whatever we think is comfort for ourselves. And then when one gets beyond that superficial platform of material existence, then one becomes inquisitive. Is there something beyond simply trying to either feel or the suppression of material circumstances or hankering for better material existence or actually having the intelligence how to properly arrange our lives so that we actually feel more comfortable and secure? Is there something beyond this? How do I become transcendental to these problems, material existence? Someone has to become Jignasu, and from that platform, if one is actually Jignasu, one can elevate oneself to the platform of actually gradually becoming liberated from material attachments and aversions. So, if one is Jignasu and has some intelligence, some wisdom, then he can act on the Madhyama platform, which is the beginning of transcendental devotional service. And in that platform, there's the vision of how to love Krishna. How to chant Hare Krishna, not simply mechanically trying to fulfill our obligation or for other reasons, but actually how to chant with some feeling and attention. The Holy Krishna has manifested himself in this age as the holy name, so we can directly associate with him through the chanting of Hare Krishna. But we should learn how to love the chanting Hare Krishna, not just to chant Hare Krishna. So that Shushusho Shadadanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi, that taste of the chanting comes from rendering service, and part of that service, as Prabhupada says, is that gradually we become free from our misconceptions of either identifying ourselves with this body and with material existence, thinking itself to be separate from Krishna, some separate entity, or to understand our spiritual nature but to be fearful of our spiritual identity, or to think everything is ultimately nothing, is voidism, nirvishesha shunyavadi. So these are very deep misconceptions within the heart of all conditioned souls, but by the proper rendering of pure devotional service, then gradually these things will dissipate and one will come to the bhava platform. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti shuddha kenamotnoi Krishna premanoi shavanadi shuddha chiti kare udoi. That nitya siddha shuddha Krishna bhakti. Nitya siddha, what's the one? Krishna. No, I don't think Nitya Siddha. Is that right? Krishna Prema. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhu Kavanoi, Shravanadi Shudachite Kore Udai. So, by nature, we're perfect, we're pure devotees. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Shravanadi Noi. That by nature everyone is a perfect living entity, and that when we come in contact with Krishna, then naturally our love for him is manifested. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sada Kava, was next one? Sada Kavinoi. So Sadhya, by practice, Shravanadi, so we have to learn how to hear. Beginning with hearing, and then hearing how to chant Hare Krishna with some feeling and attention. First of all, attention, because generally we're attentive to our bodies, we're attentive to our feelings, we're aware of our conception of life, but we have to become attentive to Krishna. Then, the art of Krishna consciousness, the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna. So when we focus our attention to Krishna and we become aloof from our material experience, then the result is we can give our love to Krishna. So Madhyama begins with loving Krishna and then learning how to relate properly with the other devotees, giving up our false conceptions of life and seeing things from the Absolute platform, who to exchange these loving experiences with. To see devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna but don't follow very strictly, respect them at least within the mind, to cooperate with the devotees who are actually serious about making progress in devotional service under the guidance of the previous acharyas, and to faithfully serve devotees who are more advanced than we are, who actually know the science of Krishna consciousness, so that they can give us a vision of how to properly render service and become Krishna conscious ourselves. That depends upon their being steadily engaged in devotional service and without material conceptions, and therefore not unnecessarily critical of others. And even when they're critical of others, it's only to help them become more advanced in devotional service. They know how to properly utilize the critical propensity so they can cut through people's illusions and reveal transcendence to conditioned souls. And then, by loving Krishna, by properly rendering service to the devotees appropriately according to their different levels of attainment in spiritual life, therefore we'll become inspired and at the same time dutiful to try to help other conditioned souls who are less fortunate, who don't know the science of Krishna, try to become an instrument to try to help them also become Krishna conscious too. And then learn the art of becoming aloof from the more or less all-pervasive in Kali Yuga influences which are trying to withdraw us from Krishna consciousness and put us into the realm of mental speculation and sense gratification. How to become upeksha, detached from these influences, so that we can actually focus ourselves upon the real influence, the real important goal of life, namely to become Krishna conscious. So this is what we have to practice. We have to practice being Madhyama Adhikaris, and in this way we can appropriately render service and come to that platform at some particular time. The more serious we become about studying what is appropriate activity, what is anushilanam, what the previous acharyas want us to do, not just in general, but for each one of us specifically, to become wise so that we can see not only during class or for some period during the day, but throughout the whole day, 24 hours a day, where we have a transcendental vision of what Krishna wants us to do and how he wants us to render it, anukulyena. Becoming expert at rendering, knowing what to do, what Krishna wants us to do, taking shelter of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and developing a devotional attitude, a service attitude. So what we do is done with care and attention. Then, being situated in actual devotional service to Krishna, we can purify the other unwanted things, the conceptions, our attachments towards, or our propensity towards rendering different kinds of activities, which comes in the realm of jnana, karma, anavritam. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Without any desire, unnecessary desire for these things. Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana, karma, yadavritam. So, just being dedicated 24 hours a day, or at least as much as we can, towards the activities of devotional service, and then without being covered by jnana or karma, by these misconceptions arising out of the, jnana and karma. And anyabhilashita sunya, more or less, is anukulyena. No other desire but to please Krishna, and not being deviated by our tendencies towards karma and jnana, towards wanting to make ourselves feeling oppressed and trying to get out of that oppression we're feeling ourselves enthusiastic to have a more comfortable position in the material world. So not becoming, as one becomes purified of these more subtle tendencies, then one is rendering pure unalloyed devotional service, Uttama Bhakti. And Uttama Bhakti very quickly brings us to the transcendental platform, so much so that just by chanting Hare Krishna in that proper consciousness, or serving the deities, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or serving the devotees, or trying to make the atmosphere spiritual, or living in a holy place, trying to make the atmosphere spiritual also means preaching. By rendering any of these services in that spirit, with that consciousness of Uttama Bhakti, then the result is that even a neophyte devotee can experience transcendental love and ecstasy. And then very rapidly come to the spiritual platform, becoming fixed on the Madhyama Adhikari and platform. From there, coming to the, naturally, spontaneously coming to the Uttama Adhikari platform. In the beginning, we have to learn very carefully the science and apply it very carefully. And then when one comes to the actual Madhyama Adhikari platform, devotional, one is liberated and devotional service becomes clear and ever more encouraging and becomes spontaneous, and the very quickly one comes to the Uttama Adhikari platform. So, thank you. Any questions?